Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, April 22nd. Investors will be sifting through big tech earnings releases this week, along with a host of economic data. We begin a new week after markets ended mixed on Friday. The Dow was the day's only winner, adding more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both ended regular trading in the red. The S&P 500 dropped 0.88%, and the NASDAQ sank more than 2%. Bill, let's get into Monday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi. Yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. S&Ps are up 0.52%. That's that's good. It's a solid opening. It appears. Listen. The global political tensions have subsided. That's a good news. You look at the week ahead, and we're filled with earnings reports from the big tech companies. And there's also a host of important economic releases, scheduled to come out. You look at Congress, they seem to be working a little bit. I can't say they're working again, but they seem to be, able to get that Ukraine aid pass, which is important. No Fed speak this week. They're in their blackout period ahead of next week's FOMC meeting. In terms of big news in the tape, Salesforce.com, that intended takeover of Informatica, that appears to be on hold, likely not to happen as the two sides can't agree to terms. We're keeping an eye on the European markets. We're looking at the DAX. The DAX is up 113 points or 0.64%. We're looking at the FTSE up 131 points or 1.66%. And even the CAC, which was lower, is now higher. It's up 22 points or 0.28%. We're seeing some gains in financials, which is good to see. Autos are weak, though, but tech and, financials and banks, they are trading higher. We're looking last night over in Asia, and what did we see? We saw some, gains pretty much. The Nikkei, moved higher by 1% or 370 points. Financial and food stocks rose. The Hang Seng, jumped 287 points. That's 1.77%. The thing about Hong Kong is they're so tied to China, and the Chinese regulators stated that it is necessary to consolidate and enhance Hong Kong's status as an international financial center. So that it really puts Hong Kong, market in a good mood. China, the markets, they fell 0.67%. The PBOC kept lending rates unchanged. They had a really good first quarter GDP figure, so I'm not really surprised that they kept their lending rates unchanged. There wasn't really a need, but they will likely be making some additional stimulus action this quarter. Keeping an eye on oil. Oil's interesting because oil, you look at WTI, it's down, about 0.1%. Or Brent is actually down 0.8%. So there's a big differential between the two. But oils have been lower all day. They were down over a full percentage point, and they've been edging their way back. I mean, the fact of the matter is, stockpile data are going to be in focus this week. We're talking about Israeli and Iran tensions have fallen, which is really helpful to oil prices. So I'm not they're kind of directionless to lower is what I see for oil prices today. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Evan.
And Bill, that's really only the beginning of the things we're going to get to prepare for the trading day and week ahead. You did mention earnings in there. Some good earnings action this week, as we mentioned, from big tech, but some to be watching ahead of those releases. So give us the rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to earnings action.
Well, let's start off with AZZ Corp, ticker AZZ, Apple Zebra. They beat by 23 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 6.95%. We're talking Verizon, ticker VZ, Victor Zebra. They beat by 3 cents. But it was done on lower revenue, but that's enough. Verizon's trading higher by 1.75% this morning. Upcoming this afternoon, we have PKG, Paul Kilo Grace. That's Packaging Corp of America. Their EPS is $1.64. Expected move is 6.17%. We also have Whirlpool, ticker WHR, William Henry Richard. Their EPS is $1.71. Expected move is 6.83%. Then tomorrow morning, we have Quest Diagnostics, ticker DGX, David Grace X-Ray. Their EPS is $1.86. Expected move is 5.76%. And GE, ticker GE, Grace Edwards, GE Aerospace. Their EPS is 69 cents. Expected move is 5.91% when they release tomorrow morning, Emily.
Bill, we'll be following those along with you using your newswire to get those earnings as they come out. You did mention Packaging Corp of America. We're awaiting the earnings this afternoon, but that was your pick of the day on Friday. So by the end of the show, we're going to check in to see how that went. Now here on Monday, economic events are starting off slow, but important data coming out later this week. And as you told us in your opening, it is the blackout period for the Fed ahead of their next meeting. So we won't be hearing from Fed officials, but give us a look at what we should be watching when it comes to economic events.
Listen, the two really big economic events this week are Thursday, we get the GDP, and Friday, we get the PCE inflation. Data, you know, markets will be paying attention to that, but they're also markets also, you know, will be, you know, paying attention to, you know, the durable goods orders, you know, the manufacturing services PMI, which are due out this week, as well as new home sales, and their earnings are such a big key, because this is one of the busiest week for earnings announcements with the major tech companies like, you know, Google and Microsoft and Meta all releasing. So, you know, it's a big week, you know, for the markets this week, the week ahead, Emily.
And you mentioned those earnings and those economic reports, a bunch of economic data, a whole host of earnings. And again, you're using your newswire to follow all of this day in and day out at really any given moment in the trading day. You can see the latest earnings, the latest economic data and reports. The other types of news you follow are things like merger news, guidance news, buyback news, other catalysts. You're also able to group stocks together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. So you can really see trends on a given trading day. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm looking at my, you know, Dow stocks this morning. I'm showing five or lower, one unchanged, the rest are higher. So, you know, it's kind of positive going into the morning. You know, you're looking at your FANG stocks, and we are seeing some, you know, weakness in Netflix and Tesla, which I understand. That's, you know, not out of the ballpark for those two stocks to be trading a little lower. You know, but this morning I'm looking, you know, behind the tape, you know, like Apple, you know, I see two major brokers have come out and said that they're already out there saying buy Apple on any post earnings weakness. Listen, stock's at 165. It already is weak. I don't know how much lower it can go, but this is, you know, earnings weakness. So it would have to be, you know, pretty bearish for that stock to drop significantly lower. But, you know, these guys are saying buy it on the weakness. So interesting. Google, you know, antitrust regulator says that Google agreed to undertake regular audits supervised by outside experts. Okay, you know, this is regards to antitrust issues. You know, Meta, you know, looks positive going into earnings, yes, but guidance, what their forward guidance is going to be the key. And that's always hard to predict. You know, Netflix, you know, came out and they said they're going to stop posting those subscriber numbers. That's just a negative thing, no. You know, let's talk Tesla for a second, TSLA. Elon Musk postponed his trip to India, and he said to be looking to reduce headcount by 20%. Then you get some comments out of China saying that the EV market is overproducing. Not good for you know, the EV sector this morning. Let's talk about Dow Jones 30 stocks. Cardinal Health said it's not going to renew its pharmaceutical distribution contract with United Healthcare, ticker UNH. I'll tell you what, the UNH CEO, he's got to appear before a House panel on May 1st. They got to talk about that hacking incident. Verizon, hey, you know, their EPS were, you know, lifted by, you know, price hikes. You know, it's pretty clear, but it's all positive for Verizon, it seems, this morning. Salesforce.com, I mean, this is Dow Jones 30 and mergers. You know, reports are indicating that the two companies have not been able to agree on deal terms. You know, you're looking at Salesforce.com this morning, it's up 2.82%. You know, they're not spending the money. That's a good sign. We could see more gains ahead for Salesforce.com. What else do we see? EXPR Express, Elvis, X-Ray, Paul Richard. They filed for voluntary Chapter 11 petition, bankruptcy petition, but they received a letter of intent for the sale of their businesses. I mean, SL Green is somehow involved in this, ticker SLG. I got to read more into it. Aon, ticker AON, Apple, Oscar, Nancy, the insurance provider. Chubb is buying their pet insurance provider, Healthy Paws, from Aon. No terms were of the deal were announced. So, in terms of guidance news, Cardinal Health, ticker CAH, they came out and they with the, you know, they're back in their full year 2024 EPS of 720 to 735. Street estimate as of 729. So, you know, that's okay. That's good. So, there are a couple of news items on Cardinal Health this morning. AZZ, Apple Zebra, they backed their 2025 adjusted EPS view of $4.50 to $5, and where the street estimate is $4.77 per share. We're talking Verizon, ticker VZ. They see full year 2024 adjusted EPS coming in $4.50 to $4.70. Street estimate's $4.58. So, that's an uptick. You know, I like to see those upticks and guidance. Talking buyback news, this happened Friday after the close. Smartsheet, ticker SMAR, Sam, Michael, Apple, Richard, they announced 150 million share repurchasing plan. In terms of catalyst calls, Deutsche Bank, they're calling Union Pacific, ticker UNP, Uncle Nancy Paul, a catalyst call buy idea. And Citibank opened up a 30-day catalyst watch on ticker EXLS, Edward, X-Ray, Larry, Sam. That's Excel service. So, yeah, we had a lot of good stuff hitting the tape this morning.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
I'm going with General Motors, ticker GM, Grace Mary. They're releasing earnings tomorrow morning. Their EPS is $2.06, and the expected move is 5.66%. Interesting. Friday's call volume, 51,728 versus puts of 24,263. 2-1. Nice. Open interest is not positive, so it's not hitting all of my indicators. 678,915 versus 725,807. Okay, I'm going to look past it, you know, because listen, the majority of the brokers are positive on the stock and they are raising price targets. One is not. But, you know, EV sales, you know, they do kind of appear to be weakening. But you look at GM's lineup of EV vehicles, and it's interesting because, you know, they got the Chevy Bolt, the Blazer, the Silverado pickup truck, and the Hummer. None of these are hugely, you know, grabbing market share, but it's up like, you know, 17%. So, you know, last quarter. So I would expect, you know, the same or more this, you know, coming quarter. And then they came out with, you know, a charging functionality from charging from home to charge your vehicle. So yeah, I do kind of like it. And I think, you know, you're going to see some weakness in auto stocks this morning, and there could be an opportunity to get in the stock, you know, 42.25, 42.30, somewhere, you know, in that area or lower. If you can do that, I mean, I think you should see a gain when they release earnings or later this afternoon. But that's my pick of the day, General Motors, ticker GM, Grace Mary, Emily.
GM it is today. Looking for that entry point and sifting through your data points as well, their earnings and other information, a strategy that you employed on Friday. And coming up, as I promised, we're going to do a recap on that. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
CHMI, Cherry Hill Mortgage, Charlie Henry, Michael India, they announced a special committee to explore strategic options. Interesting. Oracle, ticker ORCL, Oracle announces accreditation of three cloud regions for U.S. Defense, Department of Defense. Quest Diagnostics launches blood biomarker test for Alzheimer's diagnosis. Interesting. DGX, David Grace X-Ray. Moderna, ticker mRNA, they announced a contract with Brazil to supply 12.5 million COVID-19 vaccines. You know, COVID's still prevalent, and especially in Brazil. Verizon CEO says they're on track to meet financial guidance. Interesting. Tesla expands price cuts to China and Germany after reducing FSD costs by 4,000. CVS Health lost a bid to escape a proposed class action lawsuit accusing the company of discriminating against people with HIV by requiring them to receive their medications by mail. Nike is going to lay off 740 employees at its Oregon headquarters. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading on this Monday to start another week, let's take a look back to Friday and your pick of the day. I pointed it out earlier in the show was Packaging Corp of America. You did give us that preview of their earnings release this afternoon during your earnings rundown. And you also were looking at the stock here on Friday. You were looking at an entry point around the 177 area. Bill, how did your call work out?
It worked out well. I mean, the stock did open up at 177.91 and then it ran to 180.52. So, you know, and then it weakened a little bit, but at the end of the day, it closed at 180.91. So, you know, that's a nice more than 1% move off the opening price. So, yeah, you got to be pleased with it. And, you know, we were able to capture that without having to, you know, deal with the, you know, concerns of earnings affecting the stock price. So, you know, we rode that momentum. It was a nice call. It was a nice trade. It was a nice day. So, yeah, Packaging Corp of America, PKG, winner.
Check in the win column there. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's General Motors pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.